Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're always available online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Hello,
I'm Rachel Martin.
I'm Luke Burbank. I can see my reflection in the studio mirror. I look like a Bible salesman today. I don't know what's going on with the outfit.
I think you look nice.
Thank you. I don't know. I think I'm starting to dress like my dad for some reason. Sorry, Walt. I am Luke Burbank. Coming up, we're going to talk movies with NPR's Bob Mondello. And there's going to be a lot of punnery, which, as we've established on the show, is one of the lowest forms of humor. But
yeah, but I like it.
Okay, well, good. There's going to be a lot for you to like coming up. First, though, we've got today's top stories from Matt Martinez.
This is NPR.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everyone. Well, get ready for lots of reruns in reality TV shows. Hollywood screenwriters going on strike. The strike will be the first by the Writers Guild of America in 2 decades. The unanimous recommendation was announced during a closed meeting of the guild last night. Writers and producers are deadlocked over royalties for new technology. President Bush says his attorney general nominee is being treated unfairly. Judge Michael Mukasey was supposed to be a shoo-in for the job, but during confirmation hearings, Senate Democrats grilled him over whether waterboarding is illegal torture. He was unwilling to say whether it was illegal. President Bush has said that it is unfair to question Mukasey about interrogation techniques on which he has not been briefed. The president spoke at the Heritage Foundation. Congress passed a spending increase for the State Children's Health Insurance Program, or SCHIP. It gives health insurance to families not covered by Medicaid but who cannot afford private insurance. The increased funding would provide insurance to an additional 4 million lower-income children through an increase in tobacco taxes. President Bush vetoed the first version of this bill. He says he will veto this one, too. Tropical Storm Noel has been upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane. The storm brought heavy rains, flooding, and mudslides to the Caribbean. 115 people are reported dead from the storm. The storm is now headed up the eastern seaboard. It's expected to be downgraded soon, though, to an extratropical storm, which gets its energy from a collision of warm and cold fronts. Strong winds are expected in the Carolinas and up the eastern seaboard to Maine. It may very well be the shortest 2008 presidential campaign yet. Comedian Stephen Colbert's request to get on the South Carolina Democratic primary ballot, well, it was rejected yesterday. Colbert, who has admitted he does not want to be president but just wanted to run for it in his native state of South Carolina, had filed for the Democratic ticket earlier on Thursday and paid the $2,500 filing fee. He'll be getting his money back. General Mills is recalling about 5 million Totino's and Gino's frozen pizzas because of possible E. coli contamination. General Mills says state and federal authorities have been investigating 21 E. coli cases in 10 different states. 9 of the 21 people reported eating Totino's or Gino's pizza with pepperoni topping at some point before becoming ill. 8 people have been hospitalized and 4 have developed a type of kidney failure. The man who flew to drop the atomic bomb over Hiroshima has died. Paul Tibbetts etched his mother's name, which was Enola Gay, on the nose of his B-29 bomber. The bomb that he dropped was known as Little Boy. It was the first atomic weapon used in war. Tens of thousands of people were killed in an instant when the bomb was dropped on August 6, 1945. Tibbetts died yesterday. He was 92 years old. And former New York Yankees skipper Joe Torre is heading to the Los Angeles Dodgers. Torre agreed to a 3-year, $13 million contract with the Dodgers. He'll be formally introduced as manager on Monday. He replaces Grady Little. That's the news for now. The news is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.
Luke and Rachel.
What's her name?
Right back to you.
Good old what's her name. Thanks, Matt.
You're Someday, welcome. During that newscast, Rachel was regaling me with the story of an ex-boyfriend who wrote a poem about the Enola Gay, which you said should have been a red flag.
Yeah, it's a very sordid tale, but it was bringing up some really tough memories for me.
Thanks, Matt.
Thanks a lot, Matt.
Thanks for doing that. Thanks for taking us there emotionally.